sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of
all right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Well, welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas. Hey, that's nice. I can say that again. Not 2 hours now. No, just the Free American Hour. And if you're up on Republic on the chat room, well, I'm in there. So hello and welcome. And my guest today is a Canadian, Steve Glickman. How are you, sir?
I'm okay.
All right. Steve, you've got a pretty unusual topic to talk to you about, I guess you're not really with an organization. This is a personal project.
Yeah, I'm trying to start an organization.
Okay. You want to give the poor people more than one vote.
Yeah, something like that. In some fashion, I want to scale the size of the votes so that the less money you have, the larger say you have over who's elected.
Well,
so that's poor working and middle class people, by the way.
I mean, do you have a set amount? I mean, if you make let me relate this to you. I had somebody send me $500 while I was on the road, so I'd have enough gas to get back home on. And they sent it to me in Arizona, but they wouldn't give it to me. They wouldn't give it to me because they had a law in Arizona that you couldn't make, transfer, you couldn't pick up more than $499.99, I guess. And so I had one penny too much. And they wouldn't give it to me. I had to drive all the way back, barely made it, to New Mexico to pick up $500. So,
yes.
do you have a limit here? I mean, if you make $1,000 in a month, is that too much money to get an extra vote?
Well, there's different ways of doing it, but I'll go right by whatever's on the income tax forms. So it's specific to exactly what you make. I don't try to categorize people and say this guy's rich and this guy's poor. But if you're making more than someone else is making, then your vote's going to be smaller in some fashion. And, you know, it's interesting that there is a concept that we all accept of weighted money. You know, some guy who has a lot of money can leverage that money. They can defer taxes and they can defer investments. You know, their newspaper, they get subscriptions. Their money is weighted because they have more of it than a poorer person who basically has to get by day to day and pay premiums on things like groceries and magazines and newspapers and stuff like that, and rents and leases and stuff like that. They pay more because they have less money. So we have weighted money already. What we don't have is weighted power. That no one thought of until I came along.
We have different systems of government here in the United States. I mean, you swear loyalty to the Queen of England, don't you?
Well, she's on my money. I don't know if I swear loyalty for her. I haven't gotten down on my knees in front of anybody in recent memory.
Oh, well, that's good. I kind of refuse to do that myself. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with Steve Glickman. If you've got questions and you want some input on this, you can do that at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Free American Hour. I am Clay Douglas.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Steve Glickman, and the phones are already lined up, Steve, so let me take a call very quickly here.
Sure.
Owen in Washington. Go ahead, Owen.
Hey, am I on the air?
Yes, sir, you are.
Hey, I had a question for, I missed that guy's name.
Steve Glickman.
All right, Steve, I have a question for you. You said that, you know, everyone should have a bigger vote if you make less money. Based on a tax return, correct?
Yeah.
What if you don't file taxes?
I don't file.
Then we got a problem. That's part of what I call corruption.
Well, no, what part's the corruption?
Yeah, I would say that the income tax itself, never ratified, is that's the corruption. And
well, no. Hold on.
Freedom and rights not to pay. It's kind of like going to Al Capone and saying, hey, Al, I found out extortion is illegal.
Well, extortion is illegal. However, the income tax isn't being withheld from the average citizen. It's the voluntary employment tax that's being withheld.
Yeah, you're getting into some specifics that I'm not too sure of with that part, but...
Well, no, the income tax very clearly states in the Internal Revenue Code, Title 26 under Subtitle A, which is the income tax... Income tax is to be withheld from foreign corporations, non-resident aliens, and foreign tax-exempt corporations. It's very clear, and the withholding agent's exempt. And then the withholding agent's the only one who pays.
Like I said, all those details are...
Well, then what's the return that you're supposed to file?
I do know that we all agree... to, most of us agree that we need to contribute to government. We have to pay taxes.
Sure.
And if they pass a law and everyone else starts paying taxes.
Actually, the legitimate income of government is duties. And we don't collect that because, we got free trade.
Actually, we do collect excise taxes.
Yeah.
No, but
in the form of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
Overall, we put governments in place, we elect leaders, and they pass laws, and then if they say we need to pay taxes, the only way we don't pay taxes is if we can elect someone else who says something else.
Well, no, the Constitution says what they can do. If it's not listed as something they can do, then they automatically can't. This is called a limited government, not an unlimited government.
I know all these terms, but that's just not the
well, then in that case, why don't you show us all the law?
I understand that you feel like you're entitled.
Well,
not to
okay,
pay taxes.
You're saying it has to be based on a
every
tax
time
return.
I talk, are you just going to start talking?
I understand where you're coming from. I'll take it from here.
You can show us the law. Then this is we all have to file.
There is no law.
I'm not an expert in tax law. I'm just saying that when I look around at the world, the people I know in my neighborhood, they're paying taxes.
Sure, we all pay taxes.
They're paying income tax too, and those are
not. No, they're not.
Numbers. And if listen, we don't need you don't need to have income taxes to do vote sizing.
Well, no, the thing is,
you come up with another way to
tax.
measure income. I choose income tax because it's the easiest to start with.
Okay, all right. Listen, I appreciate that, Owen. I've got to take this in a little different direction.
Okay.
But thank you for your call.
All right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, I'm not saying that income tax is necessarily a good or a bad thing.
Wait, let's just kind of take this whole scenario and set it somewhere else, so we can if it works. You know, one of the things about the United States is we've been given our freedom and liberty. The Constitution binds the government, not the people. For the people, we've got the Bill of Rights. You understand that?
Okay.
But let's say we took your idea and used it in another country, India, China.
Sure. Cameroon. I have a friend in Cameroon, and I'm always looking to go spread to like places like Indonesia, India.
Then the poor people in India outnumber the wealthy people there. By a very, very, very heavy margin, don't you think?
Sure.
And actually, the poor people here, because with inflation, the hidden tax that Ron Paul talks about, the average person making $40,000 a year is could be considered a poor person today.
Sure.
And I have the sense that you kind of lean towards the concept of democracy, right?
I like to think so, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what our founding father had to say about democracy?
I know some of them said it was about like a chicken and a snake or something.
Two wolves and a lamb voting on what's for dinner.
Yeah. But listen, democratic reform, democratic evolution is how humans survive. That's what we do to get by. You know, in my opinion, every time we find a way to share power amongst the citizenry, we're stronger. The Greeks were stronger than the Persians. You know, the Romans were stronger than the Greeks. The Brits were stronger. We're stronger when we give women the vote, when we freed the slaves. This is just what human beings seem to do. Good or bad, it's what we seem to do.
When did England free the slaves? I thought we did that here in America.
I'm sorry?
I said, when did England free the slave? I thought that was kind of an American concept, but
yeah, but we're better off when we find ways to empower the citizenry. Like it's like united we stand. The more power that we can find for people to have, the stronger we are. We're less strong.
Before Roosevelt got in, the United States Army in their manuals. Told us basically what was wrong with democracy. What happens is, as soon as poor people find out they can vote themselves more money from the treasury, from the larder, then that's what they do.
Is that what the women did and the freed slaves did? Like, you must know more about this. You might know more about this than me. Is that what the freed slaves voted for? Is it handouts, or did they vote for an honest chance to participate?
Do you have to? You understand the Civil War wasn't fought about slavery; it was about states' rights.
No, but I'm just talking about when you give people power, and they have nothing. Do they simply go for handouts? Is that what I mean?
Well, we're certainly a welfare state right here in the United States right now.
Well, corporations are.
And we got a lot of. We got 20, 30 million poor people here in America. I think they're called illegal aliens, and they're responsible for about 50,000 murders since 9/11. They're not even supposed to have a vote here. So, how would you propose handling, the 30 million illegal aliens that are running around the country, working for cash and not paying income taxes and sending that money back to Mexico? How would you, in your system, how would those poor people be affected?
Well, let me ask you, because I really don't know. Am I going to have a chance to finish a sentence on this show? I mean, I didn't even start that answer.
Go ahead.
All right. So I'm only about giving existing voters the weighted vote, like using that on the existing system. Now, what do you think those poor working and middle class people would vote for concerning this immigration or these this situation? It's up to them to decide, not to me. They're the ones whose jobs are being taken away and who are being murdered. It's not the wealthy people who are being murdered and whose jobs are being taken away. It's the poor working and middle class people who are most affected by corruption, and a kind of corruption is a problem with illegal immigration. So I'm just saying, let's ask them. Let's find out from the citizenry. Let's get the citizenry involved again and let them find a solution to these situations. So how do you think they would vote if they had a weighted vote with all their jobs being taken away?
And I would think developed here in the United States into a welfare state, I think they'd vote for more welfare for them. We've had those kind of problems all along.
So the poor.
If you've got a fair system, and all of us have one vote, I don't see anything wrong with that. I think that means I got a little bit more money than you. Does that mean why would that give you the right to have more than one vote? Isn't that kind of stuff in the ballot box?
Yeah, in a way it is. In a way, and I'm not going to argue that. In a way, it is detrimental to people who have a lot of money, because I'm taking something away from them. I'm taking away their political power. Now, there's two questions. First of all, do they need that political power? If you have a lot of money, do you need also to have both? You need to have political power if you have money. I'm only taking it away from those people who have money, by the way, not from anyone else. If 4 years later they have less money, I'm not going to take away their political power, because they're going to need it then. And the other thing is in my heart, I don't think they even respect that political power. Otherwise, they wouldn't want to have a lot of money. I'm taking away something they don't even want. It's not something that they don't even need. They don't even want it. They don't even respect that vote anyways. Otherwise, they wouldn't want a lot of money. Money means that you're not so affected by government. You're insulated from government. So if you're...
The whole concept of a central bank, which is... plank number five on the Communist Manifesto, and graduated income tax, again, on the Communist Manifesto. This has all been instilled and installed by international bankers like the Rothschilds, like the Rockefellers, like the Morgans, like the...
What does that have to do with what I'm saying? So what poor people would vote for in terms of the immigration situation?
The vote encompasses a lot more than the immigration situation. That was just one example I just brought up.
How would the poor people...
Hang on a minute. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Talking with Steve Glickman, and if you've got something you'd like to add in here, our phone number is 800-313-9443. Steve, what do you see this, you want to start an organization to push for poor people to have more than one vote. Do they have 2 votes, or do they have 3, or... would it be based on how many children they had in the household? How do you see this working out?
Well, I think I have the most radical view, because there's a whole lot of different formulas depending on what your goal is. And I start with...
Wait a minute. Let me stop you right there. What is your goal? Your goal?
My goal is to make everybody feel okay about their situation regardless of how much money they have. That's my goal, to make it so that being poor isn't the worst feeling in the world.
And you think giving them an extra vote is going to make them feel better about themselves?
Yeah, what else can you do, though? If you can't give them money, what else can you do? What else can be done, right? That's what humans do. That's why there is a vote in the first place.
That's why this country, the United States, was formed, was to give people equal rights, not special. special rights, not affirmative action, not oh, if you're black, okay, we're going to take better care of you. That's not the way this country was formed. And our founding fathers put a lot of thought into what type of government. That's why they gave us a constitutional republic, not a democracy. Okay, who's our caller? All right, let's take a call from Kathy from Texas. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Clay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you confirm for me. I guess what he wants to do is to make poor people feel okay, or anybody feel okay in whatever situation they're in, and to give them a bigger vote. I think that one thing that we need to do is to return to the paper ballot, so that we can get an accurate vote. And if we want to maybe somehow hear the poor voice versus the people with a lot of money,
the
media has to stop this control stuff.
Ron Paul is an excellent example of that. He's a man of the people, for the people. He's getting the young people out and getting them active and getting them out there. And the media, the rich, wealthy, controlled media is ignoring him. Yeah, but I don't think changing the vote is going to do that, because changing the vote's not going to take out the NBCs and ABCs and CBSs and New York Times out there, who are responsible, and of course, let's not forget Fox, who I wouldn't even let him, Ron Paul, debate with the rest of the candidates. But I don't see how the changing the vote or giving the poor people more vote, that's more of an affirmative action type of thing, and that just doesn't set well with me.
I kind of feel it's maybe kind of phony. But really, I would think that some people prefer to be poor, is what I've found in my time. And what we need is freedom and liberty to do what we want, and for the government to leave us alone, quit bothering us, and if someone wants benefits from the government, then those are the people that should be required to file income tax return and swear that I made this much money, I'm in need, please help me. I don't have a problem with that. But for them to...
I don't want the government or the poor people coming in and wanting to know how much money I make, what I do, how much taxes I paid. That's none of their business. You know, I'm not asking for anything for the government, and... if you want benefits from the government, then, maybe you should be paying income tax.
Well, I think that would be a fair thing to do, because some people, I think we have a problem with fraud. Maybe some people get these benefits and they really don't deserve them. And maybe those people then, to get those benefits, have to say, this is what I make, this is what I do, I want your help, and I swear that this is what I make and this is why I need the help, and... maybe that would work.
All right, listen, thank you, Kathy, for your call.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. Steve?
Yes.
Okay, who's the other caller?
Steve in Ohio.
Okay, we'll take one more caller, and then I'll let you get a word in edgewise here, Steve.
All right.
Steve in Ohio. Go ahead. You're on with Stephen Glickman.
Hello, yes. I had a comment to make to your guest here. I think, with all due respect to him, I understand what he's trying to do, but I think, Every person should have one vote, and what the guest should work on is trying to get the poor people to the polls to vote, because every statistic shows that a majority of the poor people don't even vote, and you'd be better off working to get them to actually go put in a vote. And I think that's what really needs to be done, because you're right, you make some good points, but that'll never work. Two votes for one person? That's just messing up the whole system there. That's just my opinion there.
All right. I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right, Steve?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff brought up. There's one important point I want to get around to, but in terms of two people having one vote not working, right, you have to remember that, let's say, for example, the Romans and the Greeks, they didn't even have the zero digit. So their technology was so far behind that they couldn't really strive very far.
I think it was the Arabs that gave us zero.
Yeah, the Indians. If we came out of India with the idea of the concept of zero now.
Hang on a minute. We got to take a break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right. We're back. You're listening to the Free American Hour. I am Clay Douglas. My guest is Steve Glickman. What part of Canada do you live in, Steve?
Up in Vancouver.
All right. The what kind of background? What kind of economic strata is your did you grow up in?
What kind of economic strata did you grow up in?
I grew up in a poor neighborhood.
All right. I grew up in a wealthy one.
Okay.
But let me make a point for 1 second here.
Right.
Okay? If, and I agree with you here, the Rothschilds, or the super wealthy, please, let's just not try to name names, right? You are looking up. You're looking up. It's Ron Paul, and it's these people and those people. It's these few people at the top of this pyramid who we need to focus our attention on. They're the people. I'm looking down and sideways. I'm looking at my fellow man and downwards for answers. I don't care what those people do. I'm trying to empower the regular people, the unheard, the ones who have no voice nowadays. All right? But for some reason, it's not just the people above us, way above us, who are to blame. It's also the people way below us and beside us who are to blame. Like, how are you going to get out of the jam unless you unite people? Every time I start talking about uniting people, you find something wrong with that.
I have no problem with uniting people.
That's what the vote is. That's exactly what the vote does, is it unites people. But for some reason, even though the thing is busted, we're not supposed to fix it. And how else are we going to unite people? Are we all just going to take to the streets? Is that how people are going to get united? If you don't have a vote that means anything, you ain't united. And instead, I'm going to be on the defense because I came from a wealthy family. Like, that has anything to do with it. I'm talking about empowering people. I'm not talking about my background.
Well, you're not talking about giving yourself or your family more than one vote.
I would take I would probably have less of a vote than than some other Canadians. But hey, you know what? I'm willing to do that for the greater good. So I would be, people who have money should be happy to have money, and then people who have power should be happy to have power. You don't need both. That's my point. I would
probably be willing to side a little bit more with you if you were basing this on IQ rather than how much money they make. If somebody's poor, that doesn't make them smart. It doesn't make them intelligent. It doesn't mean that they can make more better decisions. And I don't think they should have more than one vote.
Yeah, but we've been trying to do that since Plato's Republic, right? Trying to put in wise counsels and stuff like that. What makes society stronger is when we go by need, not by what people deserve, but by what people need. And it's the basic human condition we're talking about now. If somebody needs a lot, are we going to say, oh, they're to blame for needing a lot? Or are we going to say, yeah, let's bring them into the fold somehow and let's all push through together?
Well, I'd say that's equal opportunity. You've got a chance. The poor people out there have just as much a chance as I did, and I grew up as a poor person, and I'm probably a poor person now.
Yeah, but they don't have a chance.
That doesn't mean that I deserve more than one vote. And the problem right now that we're facing here in America is vote fraud. The wealthy people out there, the diebolds out there, are counting the votes. So it really doesn't matter who you vote for and how you vote. It doesn't matter because they're just going to change it into and give the vote to somebody like McCain over somebody like Ron Paul.
Now, my question is, I agree with you. There's all kinds of corruption at work in society. But who is most detrimentally affected by that corruption, the wealthy or the poor, working and middle-class people? Who's the most affected in the negative way by it?
Well, I think the negative people are the ones that are being sacrificed, and just like your kinfolks were in World War II. You know, they were sacrificed, and they were sacrificed in Russia. The poor people have always been the ones at the lower end of the totem pole that are sacrificized.
Yeah,
doesn't mean that, you know, there's a lot more poor people out there than rich people. So if the poor people, you know, like Brother Dave Gardner said, you know, God must have loved, you know, the common man because he made so many of them.
I think that, by the way, that CNN is doing a lot more damage than Diebold ever could have dreamed of. I mean, the networks, the media is just controlling this process like you've never seen.
Well, absolutely. The Fox wouldn't bring Ron Paul and allow Ron Paul to do New Hampshire. So the media is a problem. That, by the way, you know, is what I the conclusion I came to when I analyzed what happened in Waco. Those hundreds of odd people murdered, 17 little children murdered by the U.S. government, and the media didn't tell their side of it. We had to kill those 17 little children to save them from a child molester. You know, and I started the Free American and started this radio show and started the magazine to deal with that.
And I don't know about, I really don't know about and I don't want to get into Waco, but I started vote sizing, I would think, for the same process, which is that to make it so that people who have no voice can have a voice. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm not afraid of what they're going to say when you give them a voice, because when I look back in history, I see that it works almost every time you do that.
Right.
And I'm downwards looking. I'm sideways and downwards looking for answers and for problems. These guys are going to have to fix their own problems. I'm not going to wait on a Ron Paul or a Rothschild to change their ways in order to change the world. I'm not looking upwards for change. I'm looking sideways and downwards. Vote sizing is not about petitioning a certain, let's say, Fox News to change their ways. It's about, hey, I got a better idea. Let's get ourselves a weighted vote, and we'll figure it out what we need to do from there. So it's interesting, though, that for some reason, the not only the people on top to blame, but the people on the bottom are to blame, and some people in the middle are to blame. Everyone's kind of to blame, so of course nobody deserves a weighted vote.
If the lazy jerk down there collecting welfare and not working won't get off his butt and vote, you think giving him more than one vote is going to work?
All those poor people who grow our food and make our stuff for us and move us around and feed us and clean up after us, I'm not going to go and call them lazy. There's a lot of poor people who are really knocking themselves out nowadays, kind of myself included. By the way, I'm not a rich guy. I don't live in a great neighborhood. So don't everyone start thinking that I somehow deserve to be knocked down a little bit, because I'm already knocked down quite a bit. So, you know, let's not get out of the way. But I'm not surrounded by a lot of lazy, good-for-nothing people. I'm surrounded by a lot of hardworking, working-class people here. And I kind of, on their behalf, I'm going to resent the fact that we're going to assume that because somebody's poor, they're lazy. I mean, all that stuff that we're surrounded by that comes out of Walmart nowadays is not made by lazy people. It's made by very, very hardworking people. And I think we all need to slow down.
You mean all those people over in China?
Yeah, and India, and Central America, South America, who are producing all this stuff and holding everything up. And in America, there's a lot of hardworking, poor, and working class people in America trying to get by, and they have nothing. Once their vote is gone, they have nothing. All they have is, like, basically they're going to plead to a Fox to put Ron Paul on. So there's a lot of hardworking, working and middle class people. There's a lot of lazy people all over the spectrum, rich and poor. You find laziness, but it's not a matter of poor people are there because they're lazy. You know, everything's upside down nowadays and inside out. But I say that I simply have enough confidence in the human condition to say that let's just give them a weighted vote, bring them into the fold. They know how to fix their problems. They don't need a high IQ to know when something is wrong. Right? You just look around at your world and you're trying your hardest to get by and everything is slipping away. You know that that something needs to be fixed. You don't need to go to a university class all of a sudden or to, read every book out there. You know when something needs fixing. This is the situation that the founding fathers faced. It's the same kind of situation that made America in the first place. As people looked around, they said, something's wrong. We need power. We need a vote. We need our independence. We need to have a say in our future. And that's what made America, in my opinion. It made all kinds of countries. That's what I'm trying to get at. Now, all these specifics about, you know, well, this problem and that problem, I say just give people a weighted vote, let them fix it. It's not up to me to know all the answers. I just give people a weighted vote, and if they can't find the answers, then there's something wrong with the human condition, and we weren't meant to succeed in the first place. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think every time you empower people, society is stronger. And that's what I mean when I say feel good. I mean be empowered, not actually just feel it, actually have the power, a weighted vote, not just lip service, a real, tangible, weighted vote. So that's what I mean by feel good, by the way.
You know,
thank you for letting me have my say there. That was good.
No problem. But it feels, there's something about the way you're looking at things that doesn't feel right to me. And maybe, you know, I've made a comment. If communism was what it was made out to be, I might be for it. But it's not. It doesn't empower the poor people. But that's what they told people back in the communist revolution over in Russia.
Yeah.
We'll make it better for you. We'll get rid of this evil czar and these evil kings, and we're going to make it our one big commune. And yet, you know, when I was going to school, they told us that communism was bad, that Soviet Union was the evil empire. But they never told us exactly what communism was.
Well, yeah, communism is basically the absence of private property. There's no capital. Communism is the
That's
opposite.
Right. That's number one on the plank. You're absolutely right about that. Abolition of private property.
Yeah.
And number two is a heavy progressive income tax, which you seem to be in favor of, and abolition of all rights of inheritance, the confiscation of property of immigrants and rebels. Maybe that also means you know, anybody that opposes George Bush's war right now, too. And number five, a central bank. Number six, government control of communications and transportation, government ownership of factories and agriculture, government control of labor, corporate farms, regional planning, government control of education. That's and all of those things are prevalent right now in America.
Well, I think in terms of Karl Marx, is that communism was the answer to capitalism. In a world that's strictly based on capital relations, you get rid of the capital relations, and what you have left are communal relations. So communism is on one end, capitalism is on the other end. Now, the interesting thing is that for me, neither end really works. You have to balance the communal feeling with the capital feeling. And that's what democracy is about. That's why when you swing all the way over to communism, the real problem with it is that people were deprived of voting all of a sudden and deciding what course that communism was going to take. It got taken over because there were no more elections, right? People stopped having a say in their future with communism. And the scary part is well, nowadays we're swinging all the way over to this pure capitalism mode. It'll happen that way too. People will stop having a say in their future. Having a say in your future means balancing capital with communal, balancing wealth and power. We have to learn how to get by with both money and votes. There are two things that are going to keep us together. And we have to learn to balance money and votes. And like the problem with communism that you're talking about is they just said, well, we're going to flush away elections. No more good elections. And we're just going to use this dictator, that dictator to rule. And this is, capitalism can do the same thing to us. We have to be careful. In other words, we need to bring some communal feeling back to our planet along with the capital. And that's what I'm trying to do in vote sizing, is balance wealth and power. So if you want to live in a capitalistic society, you have that option. If you want to live in a communistic society, you have that option. And I'm not swinging to both ends. I'm not saying one or the other. I'm saying you got to somehow bring the two together and find a balancing point in your own life. So it's I'll let you have your show back, but it's dangerous to only go for capitalism. Capitalism will take us where communism took Russia. You know, you can't just depend on capital relations and money and no government. You have to have the government too. You have to have both power and wealth.
You have to have limited government
and limited capital. They both work by limiting themselves. They both work on playing off each other. That's what makes each of them work. They're both about each other. They're like twins.
Are you aware of the move for the North American Union? Are you aware of that? I mean, they want to. This is stemming from the Council on Foreign Relations, an organization that is basically following the protocols to establish a one world government, and they have recommended that we don't protect our borders anymore. We expand our borders and protect the Canada in the north and Mexico in the south, and open up the United States for a flood of, they wouldn't be illegal immigrants anymore. They'd simply be members of the North American community like you and I.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm about vote sizing, and I honestly think, although I could be wrong, if you give poor working and middle-class people a larger vote, they would not be for that. They would stand up against that. They like their nationality.
I mean, this is out of the hands of whether you're poor or rich. The behind the scenes, the
yes.
powers that be, are moving us in that direction.
Yes, so that's my answer to it, though, is vote sizing is a weighted vote, because I do think with a weighted vote, people would have more control over the transparency and against stopping that from happening. I don't think that everybody wants to become one homogeneous glob. They like being Canadian, they like being Mexican, they like being American and French and all these other things. They don't want one world government. But my answer to, and I, this is just a hunch, I could be wrong, but my answer is give the poor working and middle class people a weighted vote and let them stop it. You and I talk on the radio, we're not going to be able to do it, especially if people's votes are meaningless. If you give them a real vote, a weighted vote, then we can have some. Then we can have a meaningful discussion where things actually get done. And then, I also could be wrong. Maybe the poor working class people don't have a problem, and it's just you and I. But I don't think that's the case.
Well, I think you've certainly got the best of intentions. But I think you're probably overestimating the poor people out there.
Yeah. Not in the past it didn't turn out that way, but I could. It's human nature. Who knows? Human nature's not predictable.
But hang on just a moment, and I'm trying to get my internet back up here. We got to take a break for a commercial here, and we'll be right back with Steve Cook.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. Space Program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
We're back, and we got a caller on the line. Jake in Louisiana. Welcome to the Free American Hour.
Clay. Good morning, Clay.
Good morning, Jake.
I'm glad I got up early this morning. Your topic is one of my favorite things to think about.
Oh, okay. You think we all are to have 15 or 20 votes each, or what?
Well, I got in early. I've been listening to you for about 10 minutes, and I love the topic, communism versus capitalism. I'm no man. I'm 61 years old. This is the first time I've called into your show. But
wait a minute, Jake. I gotta disagree with you. I'm 61, too, and I'm not an old man, so I'm not going to allow that from you.
Okay, wonderful. We're young men, then.
All right.
Most of the other hosts are young'uns. regarding capitalism versus communism, the idea of capitalism versus communism was instilled in us from the 50s, if you'll remember. We were anti-communist and pro-capitalist. We were trained to be that way. And we were taught communism was an evil thing where everybody was forced to live without the benefit of home ownership and all of the wonderful things that capitalism has brought us. And
yes, sir.
In retrospect, capitalism is just as evil as communism. And what they both are is fascism. How's that
well, we do have the fasci on the back walls of our Congress. So,
well, so did the so-called communists. They had the what's that terrible word referring to anti-Semitism? They were Zionists.
Okay.
And what did we have running us?
I say the same people.
Yes, we had Zionists running our country. So
just call them neocons today.
Right, but what I'm getting around to in my thinking, and I'm still working on it, capitalism and communism were buzzwords, were keywords to train the American people to hate the one, communism, and supposedly love, in quotation marks, capitalism. And guess what? They taught us to do that, but they're both the same thing, fascism.
All right, Steve, would you you like to reply to that?
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. That's the point I was trying to make. And to add to that, it's not easy to find middle ground. It's not going to be easy. That's what democracies try to do, is find a middle ground. We're told nowadays that the more capitalistic you are, the more democratic you are, and that's not true. Democracy means try to balance those two forces all the time. And that's why when vote sizing, if it becomes relevant, that's what you need to put in. It's not an easy move. Democratic reforms are never easy, but you keep trying to balance those two trends. And, you know, when the Russian Empire fell, when the wall came down, it was because people in Russia realized that they were no longer living in a communist world. They were living in something else. It just didn't exist what they were told. Now, if America starts to wake up to the fact they don't really live in a capitalistic free market world, they live in something else, when they wake up and their wall comes down, it's not going to be a pretty picture.
All right.
Hey, can you hold me over?
We're out of time here. Thank you for being on my show.
You're welcome.
And,
thank you, Clay.
Good luck to you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you. You too.
Folks, my number is 888-678-1444. If you want to call in, you want to make a donation, you want to pick up some copies of The Free American, call me today, 888-678-1444.
Since 1988.